Hello. Welcome to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast, the inspirational podcast designed for women of faith. Here is your host, Shea Shazinga.
Welcome, everyone, back to the Woman Christian CEO Podcast Show. I am so super excited. This is our number 24 episode. Listen, guys, I've been counting these episodes wrong. So my amazing assistants got me together. And so today is our 24th show, and we have another amazing guest. What we've been doing in the last few shows is highlighting these amazing women Christian CEOs who are boldly walking in their purpose, in their calling, in the marketplace as business owner. They are change agents, and they are creating massive transformation through the services, through the products that God has given them to create to serve in our marketplace. And I'm so super excited to have these women who are a part of our community and who has trusted me to be their coach and mentor on this journey. So today we got Minister Patricia Hatcher-Jones, who is here today. She's going to be sharing her story, her journey. And I'm just so excited to listen and hear. And for those of you who are listening and who've been out there in ministry, and you know that it's time to evolve and add this to the next level of your life, you are in the right place at the right time, because this amazing woman of God got something to tell you. But before we do that, I just want to share a little bit about who we are. We are the Women Christian CEO Life Coach School. We help women create wealth doing what they love, called, and chosen to do in the world. We do that by using the life coaching platform as the vehicle to create real transformational change. We help you create your services, your products, so you can serve your clients at the highest level. We help you set up your payment structure so you can create wealth, not just for your own family, but also to help build the kingdom of God in serving others. And so if you are interested in learning about how to, I call it marry your ministry to your business, then you are in the right place. Stay tuned on this podcast. At the end, I'll share more about what's upcoming for us, and we want you to be a part of that. Well, I don't want to waste any more time, because we have this amazing woman, Minister Patricia Jones, who's here with us. So welcome today.
Thank you. Thank you for the privilege.
It's been a privilege being on your team, if you will, and serving you. So, Ms. Patricia, please tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, I am, as you said, Patricia Hatcher-Jones. I'm married to Thomas Jones. I'm a native of Sacramento. I have, over the last 12 years, I pastored, my husband and I, in West Sacramento. We pastored a church, and that chapter ended at the end of May of this year, 2020. And the Lord has bridged me, if you will, to the next chapter of my life, to be a CEO, as well as continuing in the ministry efforts. But prior to even being a pastor, I worked for the state of California. I retired after 30 years of service, and that was the first transition from that to being a pastor. And so this is like the second, I think, major transition that I've experienced, major transition that I've experienced, where I feel like God is leading me into a area in which I've not traveled before. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Well, thank you for sharing it. I know this journey could be a little, God has us on the pursuit of destiny, right? And so we are on different parts of the journey, but it all is for his glory. So let me ask you this. When it was time for you to move from pastoring to move into more in marketplace and creating services, how has that been for you, that journey?
Yeah. Well, it's been a very interesting journey in that when pastoring, after working for 30 years and being paid and going into pastoring, which it wasn't about a paycheck because I didn't get a paycheck. It was serving a community, and then shifting into a business mindset took a little adjustment for me because I had to quantify my worth, if you will, that I was willing to provide a service to people that I normally would have done just to do it in serving God, and now to actually bill people for it was a struggle for me. As a transition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's just talk a little bit about that struggle about charging, right? Yeah. It's new, especially there are many people who are listening in, not sure, who is in ministry, and that struggle of, okay, now I have a service, I have a product or some sort that I believe there's value of my experience, and now I have to, and not have to, but I know it's time for me to stretch myself to start a business with this. So what made you, what was the decision that, you know what, it's time for me to start charging? Even though it was a struggle, what was that, why did you start your business now?
Well, I would say that first I had to give myself permission to do that, to pursue that and to go in that vein. And I didn't, to be honest, see myself pursuing a business.
Right.
I just know what I have within me that I flow, kind of flow with.
Yeah.
And they say that when you flow in an area, that's usually what you were called to do. Yeah. And so to now put, you know, to the hardest thing again, that struggle was just to say what it was worth, what I was offering to people. And so how I even got started is, it just like one morning I woke up and it was dropped in my spirit that I needed to pursue a trademark, that I need to get a phrase that that God had given me years ago in a book. I wrote a book, authored a book that I needed to get that trademark. Mm-hmm. And so when I, you know, got made inquiries, they said that the best or fastest way to do that was to show that you're actively using that phrase and you needed a business.
Right.
And to me, that was just God's nudge to push me in that vein, because I wasn't thinking in that vein to a business, you know? And so it was like, once I made that decision to pursue with that, then that's when it started becoming clearer and clearer. Yes, this is what you were supposed to do.
It was almost like
default, you know. It was a thing that I wasn't see. I didn't see.
Yeah,
he had to show me that. Yeah. God had to show me that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is so good. And you know what? You obey the Holy Spirit. New trademark. Mm-hmm. He's dropping a seed in you. Like, okay, this is the direction I'm taking her, so she can see what I have for her and how I want to bless her life as she blesses others in this new direction. And because if somebody would have said, you know what, Minister Patricia, you need to start a business. Mm-hmm. You would have been like, no. But then God said, no, you need to trademark this. And you did that. And so that's a part of being obedient to what he gives us to do. Not even knowing that direction, So talk to me a little bit about being obedient without knowing the full picture.
Okay. So I knew that when I had to start a business, there were things I didn't know. Right. So I had to pursue what that meant. Whatever those avenues were, whatever those steps were, I had to do some research to find out what that was about. Yeah. I had to take some courses and do some things that would give me that knowledge that I didn't have, that I wasn't even focusing on having. And so it became a quest, if you will. I began to look and research and find out the steps necessary to, and as I did that, then it all just fell into place. It began to fall into place. Everything from the name of the company, everything. I look back after and I say, wow.
Yeah.
It blows my mind away that I am even right here.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm even right here.
Yeah. So listen, go ahead. Go ahead.
But it was that first step. It was that step that said go. I felt I had a go.
Yeah. That's awesome. Because so many people hesitate at obedience, right? Mm-hmm. They hesitate because they're like, well, is this God? Or you don't have the full picture. And so you got to know more information. And in your case, he dropped in your spirit, do the trademark. From mm-hmm. the trademark, you start pursuing and getting more clear and more steps on what to do next. And so that's awesome. And that is what I want to get to our listeners, that when God speaks to your heart about something, just surrender to it. And be obedient, and because he's taking you in a direction that's going to bless your life. So, Minister Patricia, tell us, how does your business serve others?
Well, my clients are women.
Yes.
Young or even older women. Mm-hmm. And they are those women who are ready to do the work necessary to live their best life. The name of my business is Living Your Best Life Enterprise. So everything that I try to offer through this business is with that in mind, that a person is ready to live their best life. Because I know that there are hindrances, there are blockages, there are things that prevent people, things that we kind of take for granted, but they prevent us from excelling right now in what God has given us the breath of life to do. Yes. So my clients are women. So nieces, daughters, sisters, peers, whoever, females. Yes. That's who my calling is for.
I love it. I love what you said. That is what my calling is for, is to help women live their best life. And that living that best life is, of course, the life that God has designed for them. And so would you say that your programs help them become on that journey to evolving to that place?
I believe so. Now, I'm excited to say, and you probably have, maybe this is your question, but I'm probably going to jump to it, is that I think one of the questions that you had asked was, what was the most rewarding thing that I received in this? And that would be that my first paying client, the first person that actually said, yes, I'm willing to pay what you say, and then to get actually feedback from our sessions, that we've had a couple of sessions, and they to validate and say this is helping them, and that this was good, and it was a right topic, and it was the right thing. Now that makes you feel like, oh God, thank you for choosing me, you know, for this. And thank you that I was obedient to hear you, because that person wasn't the person I had in mind when I was, you know, emailing everybody and saying, you know, this is what I have, this is new, this is what I have. And for somebody to take that chance and invest in themselves and then come back and say, yeah, this is good, then that was very, very rewarding for me.
That's awesome. I love it, because you said it was somebody that you didn't even have in mind. And most of the times when we're thinking about what God is creating, you're thinking about a certain group of people or what have you. But there are people who are in amazing positions in their lives, right? And they still need support. They still need encouragement, you know? Yeah. And that's one of the things I always try to encourage, even for myself, is to not eliminate nobody, you know, and just present the opportunity. And if it's for them, they'll say yes. And that's what happened.
Yes.
So that's awesome. So share with me one of your hardest lessons in learning to build your business.
Well, I would say the hardest one was just that, building. Building with nothing. You see, you know, I listen to some people, and, you know, that have businesses, and they talk, you know, some of them, they had this long range goal. They had, you know, something in place, and they had funds to borrow from and all this stuff. And I didn't have that. I like I said, I'm retired. I'm on pension. I'm on Social Security. I'm, you know, and doing ministry. All our money was going to the ministry, you know. And so to have built, it does cost you something. But what I discovered is that when God leads you there, he's going to provide for you. And he's made a way for me to meet all those requirements, those monetary requirements that I didn't budget for, that I didn't have planned, because it was the right timing.
Yes.
And I moved and flowed in the right timing. And so, but that was the hardest part, just trying to think, because if you think about, if I were to sit down and start right now, I don't recommend, because people say you're supposed to build your budget, you're supposed to plan, you're supposed to have, you know, some kind of plan, but that doesn't always work sometimes when you're moving, when God says move, because sometimes it's just like the right time, you got to be able to go.
Yeah.
And then he provides the stuff on the way.
Yeah.
And that's what he showed me. So, you know, what he was showing me was more, it was bigger than just building a business. It was building my faith. It was building my trust in that if he spoke it, then it's going to come to pass, and I'm going to show you how it's going to come to pass.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to share this. One of the things I wrote the other day, as a woman Christian CEO, it takes crazy faith and trust in God. And what I mean by crazy, meaning that it looks not normal to the person who comes with a plan, who has a goals laid out. It doesn't, and if we went on a plan and what we saw on paper, I don't think none of us would be here, right? But we simply surrender and obey to his will. And like you said, along the way, he's building our faith and trust in him. And when we do that, that's more than a plan. That's more than money, because he is providing and opening the doors. And so that's awesome. So you already talked about your greatest reward on this journey is seeing your clients invest and they start to see the results in their own life. What advice would you give an aspiring entrepreneur who is just getting started?
Well, number one is that you got to seek guidance from the Holy Spirit, or, you know, you know, and because you're going to have peace if you do, you'll have peace in your pursuit. Right. And you have to invest. You have to invest in yourself. You have to seek out what you don't know, which is probably going to be a lot that you don't know, and not be afraid, and to just go in. And it's that, you know, in economics, they call it the opportunity cost.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to pay that cost for the opportunity that you're getting ready to provide for yourself, you know? And so, that's my words of encouragement, is that stay with it. And also that you know, what God gives you to do, you don't have time to explain it to other people. You don't have time to try to make it make sense to people. And when you do, because you can tell almost immediately who's going to be contentious towards your effort if you mention something, because the questions come and you may not have the answers.
Right.
And so what happens, we get uncomfortable because people start asking us questions that we ain't got the answers to, then we start doubting.
Right.
So that's why if you're good with God, and if you have the conversation with him and he's telling you, you've written in your journal because you're hearing from him, then that's all that really matters, right? And and the other person's got to catch you on the way up, or you know what I'm saying, as you're going and catch up with you in that vein. So my advice is just like, hey, you got to trust God in this.
Right.
If he's leading you, he'll going to be with you. And the other people, they're either going to agree at some point or not, and it'd be all right. But when you try to bring people in too soon, you can mess yourself up.
Oh my God, Minister Patricia. I didn't call you Patricia, Minister Patricia.
It's okay.
But let me share that. What you just said is a powerful, it's a mouthful, but it's the truth. Because you're absolutely right. When you move into a new direction, even though these people, they don't mean it badly, but they don't understand. And you'll be wasting so much time trying to explain your God-given vision to them who don't have a vision for what you see. Yeah. And that will protect you from being self-doubting and being in a negative environment. You know, keeping your truth or what God has given you to yourself, and being in an environment that will encourage you to keep moving forward or what have you.
And can I add something to
please.
That? When, you know, sometimes, again, when you keep it to yourself or you don't share, or the timing can be off in your sharing, is because, you know, other people, they're looking for their direction. They're looking for things that they should be doing right. And then there's that comparison thing that provides some of the negativity that you might be receiving, not intentionally, but you can perceive that. You can perceive that. So, you know, again, you know, it's just, it's just when you'll know when it is that you're supposed to share. Because another thing is that people don't, you know, you're excited about the moves that God are making, even if they're inch moves, you're yes. excited about that, where other people may not share in that excitement. Mm-hmm. So something as simple as you saying, oh, I got my business cards right. done. And you, that's exciting to you, but yeah. you give it to a person to, mm-hmm. and they ain't feeling that excitement, and they don't even remember that you gave them a business card. Right. That's what I'm saying. Is that, you see what I'm saying? Is that, so, mm-hmm. and you can't, you know, then you'll start thinking, oh, well, right. They're not validating me. They're not supporting me. And it's really not even that at all.
Right. Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. So what I hear you saying is making sure that we are protecting what our heart, what God has given us in our heart, not mm. comparing ourselves,
yeah.
and also being in a community that supports and yes. encourage you to yes. keep moving forward. And you know what? They don't have to always understand. It's just being encouraging. Like, you know what? I'm going to do what I can to support, because I just simply believe in you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so being in that type of environment, really. So Ms. Patricia, tell us a little bit about your program. I know you shared. So share with us how that program works.
Okay. So the program that I've developed right now is a transformational program. It's entitled Daughter, Don't Even Go There. It's a two-part, six-part program that I offer as either one-on-one to a client or in a group setting. Mm-hmm. And we you know, go over different subject matters yes. that hinder us at times. Mm-hmm. You know, something is like being in relationships, you know, trying to avoid being in relationships that add no value to our lives, right. you know, or trying to make ourselves be acceptable to people yeah. by doing the outer work, but not even thinking about the inner self, our inner self. So we, you know, we spend that time kind of discussing and trying to, you know, determine from self. Right. You know, kind of self-evaluation. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there's a lot of struggles that we as women have, you know, right. and some of them are self-imposed and some of them are mm-hmm. seeds that have been planted by others into our lives. And so my goal, of course, is to allow women to see how God sees them.
Yeah.
And to see the value in themselves that mm-hmm. God saw when he breathed the breath of life in them, you know?
Yes.
And so we can get on track to being yeah. What God intended us to do and fulfilling that purpose in our lives.
Hey, I love it. I love it. So you got a unique title. Mm-hmm. Daughter, don't go there, right?
Don't even go there. Yes.
Don't mm-hmm. even go there. Tell us a little bit about that title, because that's a powerful title.
Okay. So again, I said it was based on a book that I wrote and published. But it is the Holy Spirit speaking, mm-hmm. because he's constantly speaking to us when mm-hmm. there are places and areas in which we travel, and yeah. he's saying loudly sometimes. Sometimes it's quiet. Yeah. Daughter, don't even go there. Don't go there. Don't go in there into that negativity. Don't go there to that bad relationship. Don't go there. And so it's just a constant reminder. Don't go into those false zones that are mm-hmm. you're using to try to satisfy and fill in a gap. You know, that's the voice of God speaking. So, you know, the idea is for us to recognize his voice and what he is saying, mm-hmm. you know, and the places that he's saying, yeah, you have permission to go here. Yes. This is where I want you to go. So mm-hmm. that's why that title came from, is that he is constantly speaking to us and warning us, and all of us can say that about our lives and the mistakes that we have made, that there was some flags and there was some stuff. Some of them was right in our face and some of them was a little subtle, but he's been always talking to us and speaking to us. So that's where that title came from.
I love it. Daughter, don't even go there. And what mm-hmm. I really hear, how that program, like you said, is helping us to identify his voice. So we're mm-hmm. not going into these horrible predicaments. And not only that, mm-hmm. it's helping us to find our identity in him, in Christ. So we're mm-hmm. not, and again, hear his voice, and that we don't find ourselves in a situation that will harm us. So please share how we can find more about your program.
Well,
and you.
Well, both, you can find me. I do have a website My website is www.livingyourbestlifeent, which stands for enterprise.com. So I can be contacted that way. Either, you know, you can email me and send me something. You can look and see, have some products as well as the services that I provide, or I can be reached on my email at Ms. Shalois, and that's MZSCHELIOAAS1957@gmail.com. I'm also on, you know, Instagram and YouTube and Twitter. And so I could be found either at Ms. Shalois or my email address on those platforms.
And listeners, we'll make sure that we got all her information, and we're going to make sure it's in our bio section, and you can find her website, her Facebook, Instagram, her YouTube, and Twitter, and LinkedIn. So we got all the information for you to learn more about Ms. Patricia. I'm also excited that she is an author in our new upcoming book, The Woman Christian CEO Book Compilation Volume 2. And so you want to stay tuned for that. That she is also a part of. Minister Patricia, we're so grateful, first of all, that you said yes to being on our show. And you shared so much that I know that the listeners are completely inspired and motivated by you. And I believe if you're that listener out there who is ready to transition, and you know God has given you more as through what she shared today about being obedient and allowing God to direct your path, you're going to see so many amazing things happen for you in your life. And so we thank you once again for those who are listening. And if you want to know more about the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School, just visit us at the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach.com. Real easy, the Woman Christian CEO Life Coach School.com. And once again, we thank you. Stay tuned to our next show. But until next time, be blessed.
Thank you for listening, Lady CEOs. Please share this podcast with your community. Don't forget to receive your free gift, the Coaching Starter Kit.